Good morning, everyone. Well, in case you weren't here or you weren't paying attention, we're here to talk about our pilgrimage to Scotland, and obviously I'm first. So, we live in a world full of technology and social media, and for some reason, we believe this means that we're more connected now more than ever. This is where I disagree. Yes, it is amazing that we have a new and instantaneous way to talk to that guy you had in fourth period math 20 years ago, but let's be honest with ourselves. How often are you actually going to talk with Frank from Algebra 2? This is how I found God in Scotland. I found God in the average, everyday person. Despite how connected we are today, there will never be any better connection as sitting and talking to a person. I'm willing to admit that I'm not usually the social type, no matter what the other pilgrims will tell you. So this truth is probably hardest for me to admit. I took this opportunity away from my busy life of college searches and prep for senior year to get to know my fellow pilgrims and chaperones, and they taught me that God is in everyone. Regardless of what you believe or what Frank from Algebra believes, these are our neighbors. This is no more obvious than in our bus driver, Keith. Keith was this funny Scotsman who drove our bus all over the country. Now, on a normal occasion, none too few people would actually think to talk to their bus driver. However, Keith was amazing. He was funny, intelligent, and a kind-hearted man. Keith was even willing to stay in the port town of Oban for 3 whole days as we were off in Iona. Then there was Patty and the rest of the hostel employees. While all of them did their jobs well and with kindness in their hearts, Patty stuck out to me for his great sense of humor and overall helpfulness and joy in his work. So next time that jerk in the red sedan cuts you off, or the person at the grocery takes too long in line, remember that they're people too, with stories as rich as yours or mine. If you treat them with kindness in your heart, you might get some in return. Or in other words, our golden rule. God put this in everyone, and with a little hard work, I believe that by simply being kinder, all of us can become just that little bit more like God.
Good morning. I'm here to talk to you today about being quiet, which I find very ironic, given I'm standing here talking to you through this very loud microphone about being quiet. On the island of Iona, we had something called Quiet Island, where we would live together in the hostel and on the island, trying to be as quiet as possible, even when we were with one another. If some of you know some of the kids on this trip, you probably know how hard this was for some. Even meals were intended to be quiet, allowing us to sit and reflect on the day with only the occasional interruption of pass the salad. My favorite time of day was during morning or evening prayer, when we were invited to offer aloud or in our hearts our prayer concerns, which y'all probably know already. The first few times, they were very awkward silences. We'd all glance around looking at each other, trying to see if someone was going to talk first, or we'd all look at our shoes, actually praying. Then Casey would say something really nice about Keith, our bus driver, or the friends that we met on this trip. It took a while for us to get used to saying things in a comfortable environment with each other. But soon, we were all very okay with it. What started out very awkward at the beginning became very personal and one of my favorite times of the day. We would almost seem like we had planned what we were going to pray about before we even got to that part of the day. I would start by praying with the people on the trip with me, the ones who kept falling asleep on the bus or would make really bad puns. Then I pray for the wonderful chaperones who bravely agreed to go with these 10 loud, slightly insane teenagers across an ocean and up very many mountains. Then I'd pray for all of the people back home who got us there, our parents for allowing this insane dream to become a reality, and our friends and benefactors who were so generous. I think what we all wanted to pray in those moments was because of how quiet it was. When you experience that much quiet, you have time to reflect on what you want to say to God, how to thank him and thank all the people around us. During the quiet of the day, you learn to pray in your own words, in your own way, and have time and space to thank everyone for it. The last full day we were in Iona, we were given letters written to all the pilgrims by members of the congregation, probably by people here today. Some were prayers, some were stories, and all of them were heartfelt and beautiful and showed us how good at the core many, many people are. We were encouraged to take our piles of letters and go off on our own and let those words speak to us in our quiet, tell us how much we are known and loved. Often on the trip, we found ourselves in quiet. Whether it was at night in the hostel when you try to fall asleep to the sound of people snoring, or on the bus as we traveled from one city to the next. Once back home, it is hard to find quiet. We as humans are constantly worried about what we're doing or where we're going next. I think it is very important that all of us, including myself, need to find our own quiet. Take a break from life itself and just think of how lucky we are. We are filled with joy every day from people around us. Life is a very special thing. I mean, just think. I was lucky enough to travel 4,504 miles with my 12 best friends. And I'm here standing in front of you today talking about it. I'm able to tell you about how I smuggled a container of flour and eggs into a hostel to bake a cake for Casey's birthday. Or how we all jumped into the ocean only with the idea that we'd regret not doing it. I was able to say that the trip was the best 10 days of my life. Now, all this is to say that the experience is not limited to Scotland. Take quiet moments and every day and look back on how wonderful the people around you are and how much they influence you today. Look at how God has changed your life for the better. Say thank you to those that impact you and enjoy living every moment that we have.
Hello. When I think of the word thin, I remember my poor fourth grade self trying so desperately to trace the outline of the state of Texas. Because for those of you who have never tried it, or for those of you who have never had to try it, trying to freehand sketch the state of Texas is not nearly as easy as one might think. Especially for people like me, who are unfortunately not graced with artistic abilities. So I would press a thin, blank sheet of paper hard against the page of the textbook, trying to see the edges of the picture so I could trace that outline. That thinness helped me to see the other side of the paper, and eventually I was successful. When we were in Scotland, we were invited to look for a thin place. And for those of you who don't know, a thin place is, as my youth director aptly describes in the church magazine, a place where God's kingdom feels closest to our world. To me, it's best described as when the distance between our hearts and God's love is just a little shorter. It's as close can be. On this trip, I was lucky enough to find my thin place on the beaches of the holy island of Iona. There was just something so spectacular about the salty breeze blowing on my face, the smell of the green grass, the sound of the waves, and feeling the cold, damp sand beneath my toes. It's so magnificent and so different from Texas that I was struck with amazement and started to sense that I was getting closer to God than ever before. All three nights on Iona, we watched the sunset together, once on the top of a mountain and the other two nights gathered on the beach. We would quietly stare over out at the water, watching the sun dip towards the horizon. But you should know that the sun never really sets completely in Scotland in summer. or at least it never gets completely dark. We went stargazing one night, and even at 2 a.m., we could still see stripes of purple, pink, and orange from the sun, which had never really gone down all the way. That makes for the most incredible sunset. That night, as we looked up at the stars, the sunlight still faintly glowing, I stood thinking, reflecting, and praying, and I realized just how thin a place I was in. I felt that transparency, like I could see the edges of God through the page. But here's the thing about thin places. Once you've experienced them, you begin to realize just how close you always are to God. On the way back from Iona to Dallas, and even in these last few weeks since the trip, I keep having these little moments where I send just little snippets of prayer up, just thanking God for everything around me that's so amazing. And I would sense God's closeness, God's nearness, and I realized that as much as I miss Scotland, I can have thin moments in other places too, times when I feel God's love and beauty, whether I'm standing on a beautiful beach in Iona or right here in the Church of Transfiguration. I pray that you find your thin place. Maybe it's in Scotland, or maybe it's a bit closer to home. But I also pray that you realize what I've come to understand, that the distance to God is as close as a thin piece of paper, and that your thin place can be anywhere, whether that's worshiping in this church now or thousands of miles away.
Hi. So, while we, pilgrims, were on Iona, like you just heard, we watched the sun set every evening. Usually, we went to the beach just north of the hostel to do this. But on our second night there, we all elected to go to the top of Dunee, the little baby mountain on the island. Getting to the top of Dunee was a little rough and cold and wet. And when we reached the top, a tall pile of stones marked the summit, and we needed it because the surrounding countryside took away whatever breath any of us had left from the climb. It was as if we were standing on the edge of the world. Or at least I certainly thought we were. After the sun did set, we all said evening prayer and started to make our way down the mountain, which was, as we would discover, far more difficult than going up. We failed to account for the slippery conditions on the way down, and needless to say, there were a lot of wet pants by the time we reached the bottom. And when we did reach the bottom, mud and all, there was something else that was there. There was something different. Something that wasn't there when we first arrived. We all left the Transfiguration as a youth group, a community. But something happened on that little mountain an ocean away. Maybe it was the sunset, or the thinness of the air, or that slippery stumble down Dunee that changed us. Transfigured us, one could say, so that we were no longer just a community or a youth group, or just some friends on a wild adventure together. Whenever one of us fell, another was always right behind them to pick them up and brush them off and keep them going. We came home, eventually, and settled into our normal routines, but we were bound together. Bound by the experiences that we had in that spiritual place. I know in the future there will be taller mountains to climb and longer roads to walk. I will see beautiful sunsets, lush green hills, and magnificent blue seas. But I'll always have that experience on Iona, that transfiguration experience, and the feeling that I am a part of something much, much bigger than just myself. I'm a part of a group of pilgrims, and I'm a part of this church. And now I understand a little more the way I'm connected to God. I won't ever be alone, no matter where I may be and no matter what may happen. Chances are that none of you here have been to the top of Dunny on Iona and an ocean away, but I pray that you have a similar transfiguration moment. I pray that you too realize the way that you are a part of something so much bigger than just yourself. You're a part of this church, this community, this family, but you're also connected to God, every single one of you. And God will always be with you, no matter where on this beautiful earth you may wander. God will always be with you.